series called The Blessed Life, The Best Life. I want to have the best life, okay? You go ahead and write my name to that quote. I want to have the best life, Gary Clark. Two R's, put it right there, okay? That's what I want. I want the blessings of God on my life. Amen? Hope that you do. If you don't, have at it. I do. I want God's best for me. I want His blessings for me. And I've been privileged, man. He saved me as a hell raiser. My mother was a drunk. And, man, I've been able to see the hell hole and the pit I came from. Amen? And I'm glad I got that as a gauge. I can look back and go, wow, when things look bad, whoo, they ain't nowhere near as bad as where He's brought me from. And He's been a good God and a faithful God. I want the blessed life, the best life. And I want to share with you just practically how you can have that. Okay? And obviously, I don't have all the answers. The Bible does. But if I can get you on that path, start stepping into blessing, I got a feeling you're going to have a good life. Amen? Let's check on it. See what we can see. Let's go with this message. I ask you sometimes to repeat back with me so that you'll learn. It'll get inside of you. The Bible says we're to hide God's Word in our what? That we might not what? Sin against Him. So when I ask you to do that, what I'm trying to do is get the Word to find good lodging in you. Amen? So you'll be able to recall it in your life as you need to. Amen? Let's go. Title of my message today, second message in this little series, say it with me, it's called what? One more time. Listen up. An interesting thing is, yes, I want you to hear me today, but this, you'll see, this message really, when we get to finishing it up, it's about you talking to yourself. It's about you saying something to yourself and hearing yourself say it. Okay? Listen up. Hear yourself. Okay? Let's go with the message. Just a little review of this series. Last week, we established that God wants to bless my life. God wants the best life for me. Even though things will happen in our life, because there are people in this world, we're all fallen creatures. And some of us suffer maybe a little bit more than others do. I don't understand it. But the bottom line is, as long as there's people on this planet, you're going to have problems with some people. Okay? And you can blame God for that, or you can accept that as reality and not blame God. And you can know in your mind, regardless of what happens at work, what happens with somebody in my life, that does not have to affect my walk with God. I can have the blessed life. I can have a great life. And I know I would say it, many in this room would agree with me, that some of the best blessings we've got in our life, we've learned the most, we've grown the most, is when we've been hurt. And we had to go through that hurt to get somewhere. We'd have never got there before. I know it's crazy thinking, but the point is, God says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. That's the point. He's with us. But you must believe this. If you're going to have the best life, the blessed life, you've got to believe that He wants this for me. He wants this for me. Because when people hurt us, situations happen, we're prone to blame God. You've said it, I've said it. Why did you let this happen? God's picking on me. You ever said that? Heard somebody say that? Okay? It's normal. It's natural. How could this happen to me? I thought God loved me. If you don't watch it, you'll sink way down in despair. And the very one that can help you is the one that you're turning on. And then you're really up the creek without a paddle. You know what I'm saying? So, God cares for you. God's thoughts for me are what? And hopeful. How do you know that, preacher? Because the Bible tells me so. God gave His one and only Son for me, so that I could have everlasting life, so I wasn't burning in a devil's hell. But you telling me God's not for me. God's picking on me. Have you lost your mind? Come on. And the Word of God, I love this verse. Say it with me, the whole verse. Come on. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the thoughts of, and not of, to give you an expected end. That word expected end is the word hope. To give you hope. Okay? So God's thoughts toward me are good. Okay? So God wants what in my life? God wants good in my life. God wants in my life. That is the Bible. That is God. That is God speaking to you. Amen? Come on. How many just think we live on a beautiful planet, say? How many love the ocean? Love to see the sky and the stars at night? Ah, you're picking on me. Can you believe we say such things? How many love seeing a little newborn baby? Shoot, we even like seeing little puppies and kitty cats and things, don't we? This is our God. How many like to see flowers and plants? And, do you understand? See, God's a good God. It's only when we're crazy that we think otherwise. But see, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Those thoughts that you would think good towards God, he wants to rob those away from you. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and might have it to the full. He's not necessarily talking about money or things. He's talking about a peace. He's talking about good in your life. He's talking about hope in your life. Amen? So God wants that for you. Keep looking. God wants me to have the what? Best life. And we're still briefly reviewing here. God wants me to have the blessed life. However, it's my choice. It's my responsibility if I'm going to have the best life, the blessed life. You can say, because this happened to you, I'll be bitter, I'll be upset, I'll be hurt to the day I die. Or you can say, God, you're going to be with me, you're going to see me through this, and I'm not letting go of you and you ain't letting go of me, and I'm just going to go for the ride and we're going to go somewhere you and me are. That's what I'm doing. You just don't know how you think. I was at McDonald's the other day. There was a gentleman, I don't know if you're here today, I was at McDonald's, and a gentleman came up to me and told me congratulations on me getting married. And just at McDonald's this week, I don't know if you're here or not, but I go to McDonald's, I go to different places to eat, to reach people, meet people, plus I like to eat, okay? That's the bottom line. So this guy comes up to me, and there's a man sitting over here. This man, I've seen that man for a couple of years. I've said hello occasionally, but we've never talked. And so this man comes up to me, who comes to fellowship, and probably a snowbird, comes down and says, I was so pleased. He gives me congratulations. We start talking a little bit about my pain, some of my struggle, that the hurt that I felt. And we just talk about it. We're just talking about it like this in a public place. And, now I'm married and moving forward and this man who I'd never really heard speak much, a stranger sitting over in a booth, looked at me and said, good for you. He's about 75. Good for you, Pastor. He didn't even know me. He says, good for you. He said, that happened to me. And I couldn't do it. I had chances through life. There were people I would get close to, ladies, but I couldn't trust. Good for you. You can have that choice, guys. Are you listening? And I ain't talking about whatever. That just happened to be the story. Got it? You fill in the blank what your life is. It's holding you from getting where you need to go. Y'all hear me or not? Okay? I want somebody to say, good for you! Good for you! Not, I feel so sorry for you. I feel so sorry. Maybe that's how you want to live life. I feel so sorry for you. And there are people I've met my whole life. That's what they want you to say to them. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Just people walking up to you for your rest of your life saying, I feel so sorry for you. As far as I'm concerned, that ain't the best life. Amen? Well, I had 8 people tell me they were sorry for me today. It's a good day. Y'all hearing me? I want some good for yous. Go get them. Amen. Do you hear me? But you got to want that. It's your choice. It's your responsibility to know God wants the best life for you. Listening, I call heaven and earth to record or to record this day against you. And I believe it's being recorded right now today as I speak in heaven against you again, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, therefore choose life that you and your family may live. It's a choice. We don't make the choices to get hurt. I understand that. Now, sometimes we do. We make horrible choices and hurt ourselves. But a lot of times hurt comes to us or things happen. Lose your job. You've been there for years. You get left. Things can happen. Just rock your world, man. But the point is, you still have to make a choice. Am I boring you to tears or not? I didn't plan on spending this much time on the intro and reviewing, but it's important. You've got to make a choice, guys. I'm going to go one step further. It's not all in my notes or nothing. But unless you think you matter, unless you think you have value and that you matter, there's a good chance you're not going to move forward. And the beautiful thing is you matter so much that God gave His one and only Son for you so that you could have eternal life. You matter so much that He's given you His word. You matter so much that He's given you churches like this and others who love the Lord and want to love you and help you and bless you and encourage you. Amen? Come on! You've got to believe you have value. Because when we're hurt, when we're screwed up, we're messed up, we don't even think we matter, so what's the use? Amen? So, now let's move forward. So, choose life, choose blessing. And I think the message will flow pretty quick here, Raj. We'll just roll it and see how we do. Message two today, the blessed life, the best life, is called what? And you ain't even got there yet. We're just getting here. Here we go. What does the word bless or blessed mean? Here's what it means. It means God's divine favor. Say that with me. God's divine favor. Number two, God's hearty approval. Number three, God's conferred happiness. That's what blessed means. Now let's talk country, because that's what I am. What does this mean? It means God shine on me. It means God's stamp on me. It means God's smile on me. All right, now it's your choice, but look at it. Pop it up. This is me writing a message. This is my choice on the screen. I want God shine on me. When people see me, they can think I'm a nut. That's all right. But I hope that they'll say one thing that old boy has on him is God shine. Amen? Yeah, baby. Right there. Now, no, I want people to say, hey, I want them to know my life. Boy, he's had this or he's had that happen or he's had this or he's had whatever. But I'm going to tell you something right now. He's still upright. He's still smiling. He's still this. He's still that. He's had others walk away and he didn't. See, I want them to give God the glory and say, man, he's got God's shine on him. Doesn't mean life doesn't hurt sometimes. How about this? I want God's stamp on me. See, I'm not going to make everybody happy. End of the day, when I go to bed at night, I want to be able to say, God, and I want to hear God say to me, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Certainly not that I do everything right. You ain't going to do everything right either. But I want to hear the voice of God saying to me, I'm your father. And you believe in my son. And I'm with you, Gary Clark. And I'm not leaving you, and you're going to be just fine. You just keep plugging, boy. I want to hear that. You hear me or not? Number three, I want God's smile on me. I want when He looks at me, and I know He's got to laugh sometimes, but I want Him to smile, and somehow supernaturally I want to see Him smiling at me. I tell you, you can charge hell with a water pistol if you can see the smile of God. You understand? That's what I want in my life. That's just country talk, but that's God's blessing. And see, the cool thing is God wants this for me too. God wants His shine on me. He wants to mark me. He wants to smile on me. He's not a bad God. He's a good God. I'm His child. I believe in His Son. He's written my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. He's preparing a place for me. He cares for me. He's actually put in me the responsibility to share the gospel, to reach the people for Christ. He's put that responsibility in you too. He's called us, not angels, to share His good news. He believes in us. You hearing me? It's good stuff. But how do I get it? How do I get this shine, this stamp, this smile of God on me? How do I get the best life, the blessed life? The second step in this process is listen up. The book of Proverbs is called the book of wisdom. If you read it, it's pretty... People say they don't understand the Bible. It's funny. I don't understand why you don't understand the book of Proverbs. It says, this is stupid, this is good. This is stupid, this is good. Fool does this, good guy does this. I mean, come on. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this thing out. Amen? Black and white. So it's the book of wisdom. But watch it. Here's how the book starts out. Now, this isn't a study in the book of Proverbs. In this little series, I just want to get us some wisdom on how we can get blessed. But look at verses 1 through 4. The Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 1, the son of David, king of Israel, to know what? That's what I want to know. I want to know how to be blessed, how to have the best life. An instruction to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, equity, to give subtlety to the simple. That's what I need. Amen. To help me understand. To the young man, knowledge and discretion. And then it says this in verse 7. This is the key today to our message. Say that with me. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Some of you listening to my voice today on today or here on television or radio, here's what you're thinking. I've lost a bunch of you because, see, you don't want that good life. I'm going to tell you something today. If you don't want the good life, and if you're content with some being feeling sorry for you the rest of your life, if that's what your contentment is, let me tell you something, guys. That's very foolish. You're not a very wise person. Today is a gift from God you've been given. This is a day. What are you doing with your day? This is a gift from God today. This is an incredible thing you have today. A day to love, today to go to help somebody, today to go smile, go outside. You've got an incredible thing. But to somehow resign your life to misery. I don't matter. That's not a bright thing to do. Are y'all listening or not? Okay? See, fools despise wisdom and instruction. It's a foolish thing to despise what I've been trying to tell you so far. This is the right thing I'm telling you to do. You listening? It's right because it's the Bible. You're God's kid, man. But look at this verse again. Back it up. Say that with me, two times at least. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. One more time. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. One last time. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of... So, how am I going to have the best life? How am I going to have the blessed life? Well, we're going to park it right there. Keep looking, Raj. Help me now. If I'm going to have God shine, God stamp, and God smile, say it with me. Loud. I must fear God. Oh, help me. Come on. I must fear God. I get on. He can't hear nothing on TV. He has just put little words under me or something. Here we go. I must fear God if I'm going to have the blessed life. What does that mean? Come on. The word fear. You mean I got to be scared of God? I thought you said He loved me. Listen, watch it. The word fear, say it with me, is the word revere. Revere. The word is reverence. But wait a minute. What does reverence mean? It sounds stuffy. It sounds like, is that how I'm going to get it? The word reverence means the deepest respect. That's what it means. The very deepest respect for God. It also means to honor. It means to love. This is the beginning of your best life. This is the beginning of your best life. You respect me, God says. You love me. You honor me. and I will take you places absolutely you would never believe. That's what the Bible says, man. Come on, keep looking. For me to have the best life, the blessed life, I must have the deepest respect for God. And I got to understand what that means. Because if we're not careful, we can get off track thinking we're respecting God and it's come to some kind of rule keeping we're doing or outward appearance thing we got going on, and we think that's deep respecting God. It's more than that, guys. This is your life we're talking about. It's got to be more than food or raiment or somewhere put on. Isn't that what Jesus said? Life's more than that. There must be something more that He's trying to teach us. What does it mean to fear God? It's the deepest respect for God. Now listen, I'm going to go Hebrew on you. And I can't even hardly go English on you. Here we go. We're going Hebrew on you. How many have ever heard me go Hebrew? Not very many times, right? This is like, I don't think he's ever gone Hebrew. Here we go. Listen to the Shema. Now, if you're Hebrew, Shema. If you're Southern, it's listen to the Shema. So listen to the Shema. Now, before we go any further, how many knows what the Shema is? Just up and down, hands up and down real fast. Good, good. Put your hand down, son. Here we go. The word Shema means to what? Or to what? Listen up. Yeah. Yeah. The Shema, it means to hear, to listen up. That's what the word means. But wait a minute, it's more than that. I want you to look at this, what I'm talking about. The Shema is something that's repeated every single day by all Orthodox Jews. Matter of fact, it's repeated twice a day. Okay? Now, this isn't laws. This isn't the keeping of the law, so don't get all screwy on me there. This is you saying something every day if you want the best life, the blessed life. If there's something you could say every day that would set you on a better path for your life every day, don't you think you'd be a fool not to say it? Say. I would. I think you'd be crazy. So the Shema is something that's said every single day, twice a day, by Orthodox Jews. But here's the beauty. It's from the Word of God. So you're going to be saying the Word of God. How many thinks that's a good idea? Yeah. Keep looking. The Shema is Deuteronomy 6:4 and following. Say that with me. There's our word, Shema, but say it with me. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Now, so you're talking to yourself. You need to say what I'm about to put up on the screen every day. Why not say it twice a day? Why not just say it at your uprising and you're going to sleep at night? Amen? Why not? You'll see how it makes sense here in a second. Well, look at that. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Let's keep reading. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand. And they shall be as frontlets. They would put this in a little box and tie it to the head. Between their eyes. I think we're getting the gist. It ought to be up here. Are you listening? Say, put this up here, right here. And thou shalt write them upon the post of your house. On your gates. You don't see stuff like this in the Bible that often. This is very unusual language. Okay? And then look at verse 13. It sounds like what we learn in Proverbs. Read it with me. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve Him and shalt swear by His name. What is the Shema? It's telling yourself every day, I'm going to love God today with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. How many think we'd have a better day if we started our day like that, thinking like that? Say, how many think you might do a little bit better when you're sleeping at night if you say something like that before you go to bed at night? Okay? This is the way it is, guys. This is your... I'm not just talking about just some little quick fix thing. I'm just trying to tell you, this is the way to get going where you need to go. Amen? It's to fear God. It's the beginning. Listen to Jesus Christ, what He said. Maybe it'll make more sense to you. The Pharisees were always trying to trick Him. They wanted to kill Him. Then one of them, who was a Pharisee, which was a lawyer, asked Him a question. Say it with me. Doing what? Tempting Him. Not wanting information from Jesus, but tempting Him. And so He's trying to trick Him. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, say it with me, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. Y'all hearing me today? And it's all about fearing God. Why do I say that? So I can use it as a magic wand to wave over me? No. It's to give God the absolute deepest respect. I'm going to love you today with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. Gary, listen to that. Listen to what you just said. Listen up. I got a feeling, guys, based on the Word of God, that's the beginning right there. Amen? Say, that's the beginning. God loves it when I give Him glory. God loves it when I obey Him. God loves it when I walk in His ways. God loves this stuff out of my life. Amen? It's incredible. Keep looking. So the first and greatest thing I can do with my life, and we're not much longer now, is to love the Lord my God. The greatest and first thing I can do with my life is to love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. If you ask me, Pastor, what's the greatest thing I can do with my life? I would say, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And of course, and love your, as your, but we ought, if we want to get into that life of blessing, don't you think we ought to hone in on that first one first and give God that deepest respect? Come on. Now, I've gone back to the 1600s to get a little something. I'm going to read it for you, not to bore you, but it's somebody I often read that keeps me, with my crazy culture I'm in now, I always like to have some old guys I read to keep me straight. We must highly... What does it mean to respect God? Here's what it means. To love God with all your heart, to respect Him, to fear God. We must highly esteem Him. Be well pleased that there is such a being, well pleased in all His attributes and relations to us. Our desire must be towards Him, our delight in Him, our dependence upon Him, and to Him we must be entirely devoted. It must be a constant pleasure to us to think of Him, to hear from Him, and serve Him. We must love Him with a sincere love, not in word and tongue only, saying we love Him when our hearts are not with Him, but inwardly and in truth with a strong love. The heart must be carried out towards Him with great ardor and fervency of affection, with a superlative love. We must love God above any creature whatsoever and love nothing besides Him but what we love for Him and in subordination to Him. With an intelligent love. To love Him with all the heart and with all understanding, we must know Him and therefore love Him as those who see good cause to love Him. See, if you don't know about God and start to know who God is, me telling you to know God and fear God seems crazy to you. Because you don't understand who it is I'm telling you to love. You need to have an intelligent love and get to know Him. To love Him with an entire love. He is one, and therefore our hearts must be united. How? In this love. And the whole stream of our affections must run toward Him. I like that. That's from some writings of Matthew Henry. All right? Now back to country earth. Here we go. For me to have the best life and the blessed life, I must have the deepest respect for God. Can you say that with me? I must have the deepest respect for God. And we're not much longer on this, guys. I must love Him with all my heart. I must honor Him with my life. I must love Him with all my heart, and I must honor Him with my life. If I want to have the best life, the blessed life, I must love Him with all my heart. I must honor Him with my life. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's 613 commandments in the written law of God. Can anybody stand up and list every one of them for us? Say. Well, I've taught many of you the 10, and you can do them in and out of order. How many still remember the 10 commandments I've taught you? Okay, we might do that again soon. It's really important, okay? There are 613 commandments in the written Word of God. 613. 248 are positive and 365 are negative. Okay? Because we're screwed up every day of the year. I guess that's why the 365 are negative. Hey, man, we need some help every day, don't we? Don't do that, get it? Okay. Amen. Come on. So, you don't know all of those. The cool thing is this. What is the greatest of the 613? Somebody tell me. That's pretty good stuff, ain't it? You might not know all the 613, but you at Fellowship Church, you know the greatest one. You know the one that will set you on a path to the best life? Fear God. Love God. Honor God. Respect God deeply. Love the Lord. To have the deepest respect for God and love and honor God is more than a feeling of my emotions. It's more than, ooh. Okay? Loving God is more than a feeling of your emotions. Okay? Yeah, I've met a lot of believers. I love them. God bless them. But they're so syrupy, it'll get on you. Okay? So emotional all the time. Listen, life is not just always happy, 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 guys. Are y'all listening? So it's more than just emotional stuff we're talking about here. What is loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind? Here's what it is, my words. It's a willing of my will. I talk to myself, I take charge of myself, and I say to myself, this is what you're going to do, fool. And I will my will. Well, I don't know why I did it. The devil made me do it. No, you did it because you wanted to do it. You're not in charge of your will. You're not running your life. You're not doing directing like you should. Amen. Say, it's a willing of my will, not just a feeling of my emotion. It's a willing of my will. Wait a minute. It's something else. It's a doing of my mind. To love God, to honor God, to have the deepest respect for God, it's a doing of my mind. I've got to love Him with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. For me to do that, I've got to do what's right. Amen? Keep looking. It is my will to love God, not just His will for me. It has to be that for you guys. See, it is God's will that you love Him. But you'll never have the best life until it's your will to love Him. When it's your will and His will for you to love Him, expect life to get on track. It's my choice to serve God, not just His orders for me to do so. Oh, it is His orders for me to go in the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It's His orders in the Word to not lie, to not commit adultery. Those are His orders. Don't do that. But it's my choice to serve Him and to obey Him. You see how fearing God and respecting God works, or did I lose you today? I hope you've heard it today and understood it. I have to want it. I have to want to fear God. I have to want to respect Him. I have to want to love Him. I have to do it. Say that with me. I have to do it. I have to do it. It's on me. That's why it might not be a bad idea to Shema every day. And many of you guys, you're like me, it's going to be like a bunch of times through the day. I'm as little Lord. Yeah. But that's a good way to get us going in the right direction. Amen? God wants you to have the best life. And how do I get started on that best life? I must fear God. It's my heart. It's my mind. It's my decision. Listen up. Hear this. Or listen up. Amen. Praise God for His Word this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You blessed us today.